Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Hello, parents and teachers. If you're wondering what your students are talking about this morning, well, we're here to help you get ahead of the conversation.
That's right. We're doing a quick deep dive into the articles they're reading today in the Juice app.
We'll give you a quick summary and maybe a few talking points to help you connect with your learners.
Exactly. We've got 6 articles today, everything from new missions to the moon to some pretty complex global issues.
Okay, let's start by looking up. The first article is called A Look Ahead and Above. It frames 2026 as just a massive year for space.
It really does. I mean, you've got NASA's Artemis 2 sending a crew to orbit the moon.
And China is testing its Mengzhou lander. And there's even a private company, Vast, launching a commercial space station.
And don't forget SpaceX. They're testing the Starship mega rocket, which has this wild plan to be caught on its return by a
giant mechanical claw.
Right. The kids are definitely going to be talking about that part.
Oh, for sure. But the real discussion here is about the shift, you know, from governments to private companies leading the way. So a good question would be about the pros and cons of that.
Exactly. The benefits and the risks. And also, you know, why now? Why this sudden rush back to the moon after 50 years?
Okay, from the vacuum of space. Let's come back down to Earth. To the National Zoo, actually.
A much cuter story.
Yes. They're celebrating the birth of 2 rare sloth bear cubs. And the article makes a point that these are not the slow-moving sloths we all picture.
No, they're insect eaters. And there's a little bit of drama, too. They're waiting on paternity tests between 2 potential fathers, Nico and D-Mac.
So beyond the cute factor, what's the conversation here?
Well, it's a great way to talk about conservation. You can ask students how zoos actually contribute to saving a vulnerable species.
And for something a little more fun.
A creative exercise.
Yeah.
Ask them, if you could name the cubs based on their traits, what would you pick?
I like that. All right, next, there's an article about an ice memory sanctuary. It sounds very official.
It is. European researchers are in Antarctica, and they're storing ice cores in this super cold vault. We're talking minus 50 Celsius.
So they're drilling these cores out of glaciers that are melting.
Exactly. Think of it like a backup drive for the planet's climate history. These cores have tiny ancient air bubbles trapped inside.
Which are basically little snapshots of the atmosphere from centuries ago.
That's it. So the discussion here is about thinking long term. Why is it so important to save these samples for scientists, say, 500 years from now?
And what can those little air bubbles even tell us?
Right. What's the story they're telling about Earth's history?
Okay, so the next couple of articles get into some more complex civic issues.
They do.
There's one about rising tensions in Minneapolis. It's about the shooting of a U.S. citizen, Alex Preddy, by Border Patrol agents.
And the key thing here seems to be the conflicting stories. You have the official account claiming self-defense.
But then video that suggests the weapon was maybe removed before the shooting happened.
This is a tough conversation, but it's a vital one for media literacy. The question for students is, why is it so important to look at multiple sources when accounts conflict like this?
And it also raises bigger questions about government, doesn't it?
It does. Like, how do local and federal governments work together? And, well, what happens when they disagree so strongly?
That theme of disagreement continues in the next article, but on an international scale. Western leaders seem to be backing away from a proposed Board of Peace for post-war Gaza.
Yeah, and the criticism is pretty direct. There are concerns about including authoritarian figures, about excluding Palestinians entirely.
And there's mention of a $1 billion pay-to-play fee to even be involved.
It just shows you how messy diplomacy can be. So for the classroom, you can bring it back to basics. Ask them, what are the essential ingredients for any peace plan to actually work and, you know, to last?
And maybe why it's so hard for countries with opposing values to cooperate.
Exactly.
And finally, we have the quote of the day. This one is from Janis Joplin. Don't compromise yourself. You are all you've got.
That's a really powerful line, especially for young people trying to figure out who they are.
So what does it mean to compromise yourself?
Right. That's the question to ask them. And why is it so important to avoid? It's also a great chance to talk about how music, you know, reflects the culture and history of its time.
And that's our briefing for today. These articles are all available for your students right now in The Juice.
We really hope these summaries and questions help you spark some great conversations today.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
And just one last thought to leave you with. We talked about saving ice cores to remember our climate. It makes you wonder, what are we doing today that people 100 years from now will look back on as our historical record?
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.